Victor Montaliani is president of the Canadian Soccer Association. Victor Montaliani joins the Jeff Blair Show. Victor, thanks a lot for doing this. I mean, the first question I know a lot of people had when they saw this report, first of all, I think people are excited that there are going to be matches here. But I think people are also confused. We were kind of under the impression that one of the reasons the FIFA Women's World Cup wouldn't see games in Toronto was because of the Pan Am games being held here. Is this just a timing thing?
Yeah, a couple of things. We've been working on trying to get the Gold Cup here, I guess, since 2000, in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. knowing that it's part of our growth and trying to host events, no different than hosting Women's World Cup. The one of the reasons it worked out well, what happened was when we put out the bid for the Women's World Cup, all the venues, all the cities put in a request saying that we want to be a host city. And Toronto never did. And they didn't because they had the Pan Am Games, and the Pan Am Games is more than a one-day event. It's mm-hmm. a few weeks or whatever days it is. And so so they thought, having the Women's World Cup, which is more than one day, right?
I mean,
you're hosting a group over a period of, or even more. It's a 30-day event. You could have it for all 30 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be very difficult to have a tournament while the Pan Am's going on. But the Gold Cup is a little different. It's cities, and so if you're in a group, you'll play your first game in one city, then you fly to another city for your second, you fly to a third for another one. So it was more. It was easier to try to bring the Gold Cup in that way to Toronto. Who replied to the RFP put out by CONCACAF in a very positive way, and then we work with PASO, the national organizing committee for the Pan Ams, and they saw that it wasn't a conflict. It was only one day. That stadium wasn't going to be used after, I believe, July the 10th, I think, when rugby is done there.
Mm-hmm.
So between the City of Toronto, PASO, the CSA, CONCACAF and MLSC, who manages the stadium, obviously, it was seen as a very positive thing, and there was a lot of boulders to maneuver, but we got it done, and we're able to bring a doubleheader Gold Cup day to Canada for the first time in our history and the first time in the history of the tournament.
I was going to point out too. I think it's important, isn't it, that Canada that a footprint be established here. You've got the FIFA Women's World Cup. Now you've got the Gold Cup. I mean, we're building towards, I think, at some point, Victor, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think at some point Canada will probably end up making a play for the World Cup. And it's important that you start by leaving a footprint or making a footprint in international competition, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when I became president in 2012, the first thing we did is actually do a strategic plan, which is completely different than what we did in the past. And it's a top-down approach. And in top-down approach, a lot of it has to do with hosting international events like the Women's World Cup, like the Men's World Cup eventually, which we have put up our hand saying that once the parameters have come out for bidding for the 2026 World Cup, we would be looking at it. And a Gold Cup, which is right in our backyard, is another stepping stone for us of not only growing the game, but growing our federation to trying to be, what we need to be.
Victor Montaliani is president of the Canadian Soccer Association. So we know Costa Rica will be here for one of the games. Do we know Do we know the identity of the opponents in any of those other matches?
No, the draw for the Gold Cup and the selection process will be sometime in March, where the groups will be filled. So we know who heads the group right now, obviously Mexico, U.S., and Costa Rica. So three very good teams. And that the groups will then be filled out in March at some point through a process with CONCACAF. And then so we'll know then. The odds, obviously, it would kind of be probably not the smartest thing to play a game in Toronto and not have us play there.
Mm-hmm.
So I still believe in Santa Claus. So I think there's probably a good chance that we'll be playing at BMO.
Victor Montaliani joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What is the state of the men's national team right now, Victor? There's certainly a sense that of upward momentum. You certainly get a sense that. That the team is heading in the right direction. I would argue maybe a better direction than we've been for a couple of years. But what's your feeling in that right now? What needs to happen for this team to continue to move forward?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think for the first time, to be honest with you, in our history, we have finally taken an approach of an entire program from U17 to the senior team and linked them. We always treated teams in isolation, and so you'd see some teams having some success and others not, and it wasn't really a program. It was just a bunch of teams, to be quite honest with you. And now I think we've taken it as a program, and you're seeing, for instance, we saw a lot of players that are in our U20 setup get senior team experience already in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
You would never see that before, you know. It was almost like, well, unless you were a certain age, you couldn't play for the senior team, which was ridiculous. But now you see it as a program. You see players going up and down, which pushes players into a better environment in their own professional clubs. And I agree with you. I think, you know, obviously, I think we still got a long way to go, and it's going to take some time. But I think over the last year, we've seen some significant progression from a technical standpoint, and you see the senior team playing a certain way with an identity. You see the U20 team doing the same thing, and you see the U17 team doing the same thing. And we've invested a lot of money into our development teams who are playing on a consistent basis, which is something that was, again, hit and miss. So, you know, as I said before, the program in itself is, I believe, headed in the right direction. It'll stumble like every program does at times, but I think the important thing is we now have a clear identity of what we need to do.
I would think too, Victor, that the success of the Canadian under 20 men's team in that European tour, some significant wins over some tough competition, that really had to leave just the whole Canadian men's system feeling pretty good about itself, because that was tough competition, and to beat England, the United States, and Russia, that's pretty telling.
Absolutely, but the key thing for us, and I think one thing we got to, you know, listen, we all obviously when the whistle blows, we all want to get results. But the key for us is at those age groups, at U20, getting results is great. But the result that we're really looking for is how many of those players are going to be ready to make the jump into the next team.
Mm-hmm.
I can say easily, there could be up to 8 to 10 of those guys that within the next 12 months could be playing on the senior team. And I'm not sure we could ever say that before.
Right.
And, guys that are now 19, 20 that could step right into the senior team and compete with guys that, that are obviously older than them. So, to me, that's the real success. I'm not taking away from
right.
the results, but to me, the real success is how many players are we pushing to the next level. And you know what? There's a bunch of 17-year-olds, too. There's a handful of 17-year-olds that are probably ready to go to the U20s before they're even 20. Again, another measure of success. And I think those are the measurements we have to make, because the more we push talent into those areas, the better off we're going to compete at the senior level.
Victor, could you see the Gold Cup being used as a means of blooding guys like Bustos and guys like that and getting them in the fold?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we need to look at it. It's a balance, right?
Yeah.
We want to win at the end of the day. And so, but there's a balance. There is always an element of bringing in new blood. They might not necessarily play 90 minutes or play a lot, but, you know, you do have a squad of, I think CONCACAF allows 21. So there is a squad there that you can bring. And the provisional list is 30. So you can even bring 30 into that sort of training camp before. So there is an opportunity. We did it at the last Gold Cup. You know, we brought it. We capped a few really young players, like Kevin Allman, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So there's opportunities for that. But at the end of the day, knowing Benito, it's about winning.